headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. Listeners are advised that the story contains mentions of an Indigenous Australian person who has passed away. Please listen at your own discretion. In local news, Queenslander Thomas Beans has finally been charged with the murder of an Indigenous woman after he was interviewed by police more than a decade ago. The 23-year-old woman was last seen with him in Cape York at the Exchange Hotel, where he then took her to a remote quarry at which he was the caretaker. Beans will be flown to Cairns to appear in court in April. To the shock of many Queenslanders, the Queensland Rugby League has confirmed that Maroons assistant coach Cameron Smith has stepped down from his role for 2024. Smith played 42 State of Origin games for Queensland and participated in 11 series wins. He will be replaced by Matt Bolin as the team prepares to attempt series wins for the year. In national news, St. Vincent's Hospital has begun investigations after a shark attack victim's photo was leaked online. The picture of the victim's wounded leg taken to hospital's emergency department has recently been circulating in public domain. The hospital has stated that they have and will continue to treat patient privacy obligations with seriousness and will investigate this issue as a priority. Police are currently investigating potential links after a fire destroyed a Ballarat tobacco store. The fire occurred early in the morning on Thursday, with emergency services called into the Bakery Hill store at 3:40 a.m. This incident hasn't been the first, with other tobacco stores in the state facing similar attacks. In international news, defence personnel have alleged that the Australian government have begun stalling on approvals to export Australian-made military equipment to Israel. This is due to concerns over rising citizen casualties in Gaza, where the Israel and Palestine war began early October. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.